Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 21st of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Uber will look to overturn court rulings seeking to classify its drivers as employees in the UK. In an appeal to the UK Supreme Court, to be heard Tuesday, Uber is arguing that its drivers are independent contractors rather than employees. But three lower courts have ruled the reverse, which would entitle drivers to minimum wage and holiday pay. OpenAI founder Sam Altman played down the effectiveness of its GPT-3 natural language processing model, which has gained a lot of hype among users online. In a tweet yesterday, Altman thanked supporters for their compliments, but said the model still has weaknesses and can make silly mistakes. Researchers from Intel and the University of Southern California, USC, were able to train a deep reinforcement learning AI system on a single high-end computer workstation. The new approach is a positive step toward reducing energy needs for deep AI training, which can benefit academic labs with less computing power. Amazon will start testing its new Dash cart for cashier-less grocery shopping at a store in suburban Los Angeles later this year. The technology identifies items in a shopper's cart using sensor fusion and artificial intelligence. It automatically charges customers as they exit the store, based on their credit card on file with their Amazon account. French telecom provider Orange suffered a Nephilim ransomware attack that exposed data on 20 enterprise customers of its Orange Business Services division. The attackers stole data from one of its NeoClesset platforms, which hosts virtual workstations in the cloud. The Nephilim attackers posted a 339-megabyte file on their website that they claim was stolen from Orange. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.